Oh, I just can't stop thinking about her. I mean, hell, I share a place with her. You get what I'm going through, right? Of course you do. I can't talk about this to April either. The jealous fool would likely kill her. Oh, well, I do need to keep up my strength, my dear. That's why you are here. Don't worry, my dear. You'll go out absolutely... Wow. Sorry, you don't see bodies like yours often. Oh, right, absolutely titillated. Don't give me sass. That was very good considering. These are very sensitive, aren't they? Now, don't be shy. Very sensitive. Funny, I don't remember applying that much of the sensitivity potion. Yes, I drugged you. You started resisting when I mentioned I was a vampire, and you didn't leave me much choice. I need to eat. Look, you. Crap, I forgot your name. I drain blood from a lot of people, hon. You can't expect me to remember you all. Tell you what, since you listened so nicely, I'll give you some choices. One, I keep going as we have, and you leave this life quite happily. Two, I just have you for dinner. And three, I ungag you and we play equally. I'm stronger than you, so don't even bother thinking you can get away. Also, this room is soundproof. And four, I show you my nasty side and torture you painfully and actually enjoy your screams. Really? That choice? Oh, fine. I get to pick where to feed, however, and I'm not going to waste a good chance to play with my food. Should have gone with number three, dear.